Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Sean Lyons from Houghton's Pub is with me on the line today because, Sean, the Houghton's Pub in Kilmeaden closed its doors just over a year ago, but thanks to you and 12 other locals, it's reopened.
Yeah, thanks, Andrea. Yeah, and it's actually in Waterford. Yeah, Kilmeaden and Waterford.
What did I say? Did I say Wicklow? Yeah. Apologies. Apologies about that, Sean.
Not to worry. Look, it was our local, and it had been local to lots of people in this area for many years, and it closed last August of 23, and it was a big loss to the community, I guess. And look, there's a bunch of friends, myself and 12 others, got together, and we approached Jerry and Margaret O'Connell, who are the owners, and they were more than happy to lease it out to us. So
Anybody listening to any publican or anyone involved in the hospitality sector would probably ask you, you're totally mad, Sean.
Off our heads, Andrea. Yeah, but we're not doing this to make money. We're doing it to have our local open, you know. And I have to say, you know, we were a little bit nervous about it, obviously, when we did it. But the response has been absolutely phenomenal. The local community and everybody around us are just so happy to have it open. It's it's a very old pub, obviously. We're not sure, but the oldest license that we have to hand is 1900, so it's like 124 years at least. But we checked on Geohive, and there's a building there in 1835, so we figure it's certainly 200 years or so. You know, so it has huge history and huge character to the pub, and it's just a place where people come to sit down, have a chat, and maybe sing something might break out, or a game of cards or whatever.
It sounds like a real institution, Sean.
It is, absolutely.
Yeah, and it's an incredible thing to do. Listen, like, I'm family, you know, involved in the pub business, so I've a fair idea of how it operates. But how do you sit down with a committee of 13 people? Like, logistically, how does this work?
Yeah, I suppose we would never call ourselves a committee, but we're kind of a bunch of friends. And most of us have probably travelled the world together on tour and this and that. So we'd all know our strengths and weaknesses, and you know, there's a huge skill set there. You know, we have a carpenter and a mechanic and an electrician and an accountant and a solicitor and an engineer, and we all have our own skills. And we divvy up the work, and whether it's serving the bar or collecting glasses, or you know, getting ready for opening, or whatever, and everyone shares the load. So it's been working great, really.
Yeah. So you only have to work maybe one shift in every 2 weeks.
Yeah, well, we only open 3 nights a week, generally speaking, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. But like, we did
very good
last Thursday for Halloween, or you know, special occasions, and like coming up to Christmas, and we're getting quite a few people asking us to, would they open up for, you know, for office nights or whatever. And, if we do that, if we can at all, you know.
And how do you sort out the finances of this?
Well, look, we're lucky enough to have an accountant as one of the group. And, we put in a new till system and everything. Look, I suppose because we're all working ourselves in a day job, we've tried to make this as efficient as possible. Mm. So we have a new till system and everything kind of, we'll reconcile that way, and but everything has to be reconciled and matched up at the end of the night, and then the next guy takes it on, and we pass it from one to the next. So, it obviously takes a lot of trust, but like, we've been friends for years, and as I said, we've been on a lot of rodeo, so this is probably just the next one.
Yeah, well, a sure way of making sure that you keep the pints coming anyway by pulling a group of people together.
When we're not serving, probably the rest of them are probably on the other side of the counter.
Yeah, so there's the profits, you know, come together, of which I'm hoping you're probably hoping there'll be many of after nights out and different events and Christmas, and then a lot of that just go back into replenishing it and keeping it up to.
Yeah, well, obviously we had to stock the pub and kind of get it up, and it was, you know, it was because it's such an old premise. Like, it's not a pub that you'd want to change. I mean, the character there, but obviously we had to put in some, you know, fire escape lighting and stuff like that. So, yeah, we financed all of that. But I suppose our plan would be, Andrea, that that we can now, if things continue to go as positively as they are, that we start maybe, you know, bringing in some staff ourselves to maybe, you know, take some of the daily shifts and whatever else, and that we can maybe hopefully employ somebody and, maybe spend some time on the other side of the counter more often than that.
Yeah, well, look, it really is an incredible venture, Sean, for you and the 12 others who've taken it on. Mark from Kinvara has got in touch to say the pub is a treasure amongst treasures. I think it is the shortest bar counter in the country and I've had the pleasure to visit it many, many times. Best of luck to the group. It's a fairly remarkable thing to do. You must genuinely be great friends, Sean, to pull the committee together like that.
Yeah, as I said, we've done a lot of things together, and we're all stuck in GAA and other sports, so we're well used to working with each other.
But again,
we would have been locals there anyway, so we know all the locals, and they're all thrilled to have it open, and we're very grateful to Jerry and Margaret O'Connell who helped us get it set up and running again. And there's a lot of businesses like Clan Jacob Hire and, the local pubs have helped us out, and the Guinness and Heineken reps and everything else have been very good to us. And, even one of the lads, Alan Dempsey's daughter, Laura, does all the social media for us, and she's a professional at that as well. And, if you want to follow us on Facebook, on Instagram, all the social media.
You can do that. Well, listen, continued success, Sean. Thanks a million for joining us on the programme today. It's a lovely initiative. I have to say, people really impressed by what they're doing in the local community there in Kilmeaden. That's Sean Lyons from, one of 13 people, I should say, involved in Houghton's Pub. It's in Waterford and not Wicklow, as I said a little bit earlier.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday. On News Talk.